here from left to right, and in the French government, there are no less than 5 XLBS pink list killers as ministers ruling over the people and deciding what's best for the people. And their names, from left to right, are Gabriel Attal, Minister of Public Action and Accounts. Next, Olivier Dussopt, Minister of Labour, Employment and Integration. Next, Clément Beaune, Minister for European Affairs. Next, Sara El Khairi, Minister of Youth Affairs. Like Jutta Rüdiger, who was at the head of the BDM, Bund Deutscher Mädels, in Nazi Germany, and also being a XLBS pink list killer, seeking a top position to be near to the most vulnerable in society, our children. So here it says BDM, I already told you about this, Bund Deutscher Mädel, the organization of German girlies. And this is her personal friend of Adolf Hitler, Himmler, Baldo von Schirach, another pink list killer. Baldo von Schirach, he was the head of the Hitler Youth. And the Bund Deutscher Mädel, that was the feminine equivalent of the Hitler Youth. And at the head of this, it was the biggest youth organization at the time in the world, with 4.5 million members. And at the top, at the head of it, was this one here. Extremely dangerous. Jutta Rüdiger, XLBS pink list killer. Not a day in prison she did after the war. She could continue a career next to the kiddies again and write a lot of books. I mean, look for yourself. Look at these faces, how innocent, you know? Okay, they became guilty with the things they got put in their minds by this one here and the rest of them. But these faces are like blank, you know? There's still nothing in it. They're still innocent. These are children, you know? And they didn't have any chance. I mean, it was compulsory anyway to go in these military organizations, you know, otherwise you'd end up in a concentration camp with your whole family. No, seriously, that happened. So, I mean, look at her face. She looks so innocent. And this one here too. The German people, especially the children, they could not escape this. They had no chance. I mean, they were children. I mean, mentally and psychologically, they could not escape this evil here. I mean, look at her face, you know. She knows exactly what she's doing. And now in France, it's the same thing. Another pink list killer, top position, a minister of youth affairs. So that's what I'm telling you all the time. You must know history. Otherwise, you won't understand a thing of the actual political situation, because they all the time, they do the same things, you know. History is repeating itself all the time, because it's the same people, the same lineage, the same pharaohs who are at the top, you know. So the Germans, like here, you know, they lost the war. But the Nazis, this one here, they won the war. I already showed you this one time, but this is a new video, and maybe people haven't seen the other video, so I must show this again, because I only do facts, facts, and again, facts. No rumors. So here she is, Jutta Rüdiger, and she almost looks like a bloke. Look at that. Like the Statue of Liberty, like a bloke, you know. or the Statue of No Liberty. So she was the BDM leader, here it says. And okay, I'll skip all this. You can read it yourself, yeah. There we go. Arrest and later life. So Rüdiger was arrested by American forces in 1945 and spent 2.5 years in detention, which I believe she didn't even spend it, because 2.5 years in prison, because they all protect each other. anyway, 2.5 years is not very long for what she did. 4.5 million girlies, she twisted their heads into anti-J-war charism and Nazism and hatred and murder. And she did only 2.5 years in detention. Yeah, it gets worse. Rüdiger was not charged with any specific offense and was never brought to trial. Upon her release, she resumed her career as a pediatric psychologist in Düsseldorf. Well, pediatric, that means work with kiddies. Again, she just goes on, you know. How is this possible? I mean, to me, this one is worse and far more dangerous even than a guy who was with the Einsatzgruppen, you know, and murdering a lot of people, which was very evil, you know. But this one is worse, I tell you. And these ones don't do a day in prison. So according to a recent historian, she remained an unreconstructed Nazi. Oh, of course. In a 2000 interview, she said, in 2000, she was still there. She said, National Socialism is not repeatable. Well, look around, it is. One can take over only the values which we espoused. Comradeship, readiness to support one another, bravery, self-discipline, and not least, honor and loyalty. Yeah, okay, yeah, sure. And the Germans believed all this, eh? Apart from this, each young person must find their way alone. Okay, now here it comes. From 1940 to 1991, that's 51 years, people, that's half a century. She lived with her co-operator, Hedy Boehme, another woman. And she died in 2001 at Bad Reichenhall in Bavaria. So it was a pink list killer, just as we see it today. Again, this is history. It repeats itself all the time. This French minister, also a ex-LBS pink list killer, you know, and near to the most vulnerable in society, our children. Just like this here, all the time. I mean, they are going for this, you know. Okay, and the next one of the French ex-LBS pink list killer ministers in Macronos, his cabinet, here he is. And then there is Frank Riester, minister delegate for parliamentary relations. And look carefully on his face. Just watch his face very carefully. Frank Riester, the ex-LBS French minister, who looks like Silas, the masochist priest from the film Da Vinci Code. It's a Silas the priest, Da Vinci Code. You remember him, how he was whipping himself? That's part of their game, isn't it? And here you see a comparison with the two of them. Here is Silas from the movie, whipping himself. And here is the French ex-LBS pink lister minister, Frank Riester, who's also probably most likely in the whipping game. You know, they not only look alike with the same eyes, the same facial expression, the same colored or dyed hair, and they're probably both also in the whipping game. Hello, little boy. Do you also want to become a minister later on when you've grown up? So here's the French minister again, and here it says Silas the priest. 5 XLBS, pink list killers in Pharaoh Makronos, his government, who he himself might also be an alleged pink list killer. And oh boy, what a mess they made out of it, with France at the brink of civil war, which is in fact the ordo ab chao technique of order out of chaos to push through their apparent agenda a lot smoother after the chaos. A smooth rape of the people, you might say. So here are some proofs. Here the first one in line of these five pictures before, Gabriel Attal. And there are many websites and newspaper articles about this, what I'm going to tell you. You can verify it all for yourself. But I like to show it here on Wikipedia because I don't need any cookies here. So here it says, Gabriel Attal is a French politician of La République En Marche, that's the party of Macronos, who has been serving as Minister of Public Action and Accounts in the government of Prime Minister Elisabeth Borne. Remember what I showed you, the Jason Borne? She was behind that law, the 49er law. Since 2022. He was the government spokesperson under President Emmanuel Macron, so Pharaoh Macronos, from 2020 to 2022. Okay, now, so I have to show you all this so you won't think I'm like talking out of my... No, I don't think I'm going to say that because that would be a bit too dangerous in the vicinity of these sort of characters here. They might have another idea when I say that, right? So it says, a personal life. I'm not going to pronounce these words here. I'm not allowed, first of all, because of the censorship. And secondly, I don't want to. So Attal is openly a XLBS pink list killer and lives in civil union with Stéphane Séjourné, who's also a politician. Can you believe it? A member of the European Parliament for La République En Marche. Well, we knew that one. He was on Twitter by his former classmate Juan Branco, probably also one. So let's, yeah, might be. Also in politics. We're all in politics for the agenda, you see. So there he is. Come on, let's have a look. So Stéphane Séjourné is a French lawyer and politician who was elected as member of the European Parliament. He has led Renew Europe, a liberal pro-European parliamentary group. Séjourné was an advisor to Emmanuel Macron during his ministerial tenure and advised him during his 2017 presidential campaign. In 2022, he became General Secretary of Renaissance. Now, there's probably a lot more. Well, here you can see the Séjourné is in civil union with fellow Minister of Public Accounts, Gabriel Attal, whom I just showed to you. So it's all in the family, right? We're being ruled by these sort of families, yeah? It's a bloodline almost, you might say. It probably is as well. And they are like dictating us what to think and what to say, what to look at, and like a reset of the human race according to the agenda. So the next one in line, you know, it's like a lineup in front of the FBI or something, what I've shown you before. The next one in line, Olivier Dussopt, is a French politician who has served as Minister of Labour, Employment and Integration. I'm not sure what they're integrating here, but never mind. In the government of Prime Minister Elisabeth Borne. There she is again, Jason Borne. She's probably the most hated woman in France at the moment. He previously served as Minister of Public Action and Accounts in the governments of successive Prime Minister Edouard Philippe and Jean Castex. Dussopt was a member of the National Assembly for Ardèche, etc., etc. Now let's have a look what he's doing in his spare time, eh? There you go. Private life. In March 2023, Dussopt came out of the closet as a ex-LBS pink list killer in an interview with French magazine Tattoo. Tattoo, it means stubborn. Well, what kind of stubbornness they mean here? You may guess just one time, yeah. Okay, the next one in line, the one in the middle of that, the lineup of five of them, Clément Beaune. And I remind you now, many years ago, I filmed in the town of Beaune, which is written like this, where there is a Templar's chapel. I'm not sure if it's still somewhere on my channels, as they moved away a lot of my videos, hundreds of them actually, where the founder, or one of the founders of the, or actually the last Grand Master, Jacques de Molay, or de Molay, as Americans say it, Jacques de Molay, which is an aristocratic name with the de part in it, where he was being initiated into the Knights Templars organization in the town of Beaune, just like this. So Clément Beaune, there are many popes who are being called Clément, eh? Is a French public servant. I'm not sure if he serves the public, but okay. And politician who has been serving as the Secretary of State. So that's American for a minister, people. The Americans say Secretary of State. We say minister. For European affairs in the government of Prime Ministers Jean Castex and Elisabeth Borne. Again, Jason Borne. And she killed the Republic. Recently, just a few weeks ago. So let's have a look. So that was his profession. Let's have a look what he's doing in his spare time. Okay, here we are. Personal life. In December 2020, Beaune came out of the closet as XLBS pink list killer in an interview with the French XLBS lifestyle magazine Tattoo. Again, Beaune said he wanted to show that being a pink list killer was not an obstacle to becoming a government minister, etc., etc. So you read it yourself. Beaune is a fencing enthusiast. Oh, just like Jacques de Molay, also in Beaune. Yeah. Beaune, like a boner, maybe. Maybe that's where the word boner comes from, as the Knights Templars, there were sodomites and Satanists, as our good king, Philip the Fair, and his very powerful prosecutor, Guillaume de Nogaret, as they said so. So, I better stop here. Okay, the next one in line, that is Sarah El Hayri. That means Sarah, the hairy one. Yeah, it says hairy. And actually, in a Muslim, it sounds very Muslim, but it cannot be. She must be a jaywalker, but of the jaywalker nobility, of course. And because a Muslim, the equivalent of Sarah in the Muslim world is Sarai, with an I instead of an H. And in fact, Sarah is a pharaonic name. Sar, as I already explained to you, it means the king or pharaoh, like in a sarcophagus, a sarcophag, which is a box to put the king in when he's dead. That's why there is Caesar and the Tsar and Sonaltes Royal and Nebuchadnezzar, etc., etc. And Sarkozy. And Ah, it means big or pregnant. So it means king or queen in this case, yeah. King, pregnant. And Sarah, they call her actually the birth mother of the jaywalkers, or the queen mother of the jaywalkers. And it says in the word the queen mother. So it says queen birth. I mean, she gave birth, or a queen or king pregnant. So that means she gave birth to the whole bloodline. And this bloodline is, of course, the nobility of the jaywalkers. Because the name is very pharaonic. In the demotic language, it is 100% demotic. So, Sarah the hairy one. And here it says, in April 2023, she came out of the closet and she told everybody in an interview that she is a XLBS pink lace killer. And the hairy one is a French politician of the Democratic Movement. What was that? Oh, okay, what was that? Yeah, okay, liberty, égalité, well, we know that, yeah. Of the Democratic Movement, MoDem, who has been serving as state secretary, a minister, for youth, as I told you before, just like Jutta Rüdiger, yes? The Ministry of National Education in the government of Prime Ministers Jean Castex and Elisabeth Borne, Jason Bourne's sister again. She was previously a member of the French National Assembly, etc., etc. And she's born to a Franco-Moroccan parent. So her father is a Moroccan, a hairy Moroccan. And the mother is French. You can see that in her face, maybe, or maybe not. And, okay. Thank God, we're only one left, eh? Well, you can read the rest yourself. So, again, a state secretary is American, and we call them ministers. Okay, there we got Silas again, the whipping master from the Da Vinci Code, and his real name is Frank Riester. Is a French politician who has been serving as minister delegate for parliamentary relations in the government of Prime Minister Elisabeth Borne. There she is again, the sister of Jason Borne, eh? Since July 2022, he previously served as Minister Delegate for Foreign Trade and Economic Attractiveness. Well, what's this? A sort of a mate call with his economic attractiveness, isn't it? In the governments of Prime Ministers Jean Castex and Elisabeth Borne between 2020 and 2022, a former member of the Republicans, he founded and currently leads the center-right Agir party. Agir, it means act. Well, act what? So, I mean, it means they're all actors, right? Act what? That's what they are, actors. They even say it in there, the names of the political parties. So personal life, Riester, so Silas Riester came out. He came out of the closet, yeah, and told everyone in 2011 already that he's an XLBS pink list killer. And what is this? The first French minister president to do so. Ah, he was even the prime minister, who the first one in French history who did so. Wow, isn't it charming, isn't it? Isn't it charming? The Whipper. So once more, as we're getting to America here, so in Europe, a minister is what Americans call a Secretary of State. Like the US Secretary of Transportation, whom you can see here, who's also a XLBS pink list killer by the name of Pete Butt, Gick, Buttkick. Okay, sorry, I don't know how to pronounce all these foreign names, but I guess we all got the first part of his name, and maybe some of you also the second part, Buttkick. You just couldn't make it up, really. So there he is. I wonder what the button says. These are important things. They always got this button to transmit some sort of a message. So maybe it says, please don't butt kick me, or I don't know. So, okay. So, oh yeah, here it says, Pete Buttkick is an American politician and former naval officer who is currently serving as the 90th United States Secretary of Transportation. So he's the Minister of Transportation. And of course, he's a member of the Democratic Party. He was the 32nd mayor of South Bend from 2000, which earned him the nickname Mayor Pete. What a nickname, right? I would call him as a nickname Mayor Buttkick. I'll tell you that. I mean, that's what it says, doesn't it? I can't pronounce all these foreign names. So, let's have a look. Professional career, military service. He probably went killing Muslims, you know, because the Muslims, they're not too fancy of XLBS pink list killers. Forbidden in their religion. And increased national profile. The mayor. Oh man, he just wants to be the president and... social issues, climate change, foreign policy. Well, he did it all, eh? Vote Vets organization. Okay, there we are. Personal life. Well, first of all, it says Buttkick is a Christian. I'm not sure, you know, if that's supposed to be allowed. So, okay, I'll start here. And... that's his cathedral. Here you can see Buttkick with the other one. So Buttkick came out as a XLBS pink list killer in June 2015 in the South Bend Tribune. Bend what? What are they bending to the south? Like in boxing, you got a southpaw, don't you now, eh? One is a left-hand hitter. And the bend, it's like a gender bender, maybe? Becoming Indiana's first openly XLBS elected executive. He was the first elected official and the highest elected official in Indiana to come out of the closet. Buttkick announced his engagement to Cheston Glesman. There he is. Now they both, they're both Buttkicks now. They both have the, now it's Cheston Buttkick, as it says here. A junior high school teacher. Oh, again, near the children. Just read it yourself. You know, I've got enough butt kick here. Butt kick announced that he and his husband had become parents on August 17th, 2021. Buttkick announced that they had adopted two newborn fraternal twins. Okay. I just seal my lips here, okay? I'm not going to say anything. Because they'll have my video removed. I guess with a name like Buttkick, things can only go wrong from the beginning onwards, obviously. When he was a kid, he must have heard it so many times. Hey, Buttkick! So when he grew up, he decided to go into the US Navy, where there are a lot of butts to kick. So he actually became a naval officer, actively participating in the military hierarchy game of shall I dominate you or are you gonna dominate me? Which apparently led Buttkick to... Ah, that was the whistle. Sorry, folks. That was the censorship machine. Well, let's say that Buttkick here overdid it and sort of extended the domination game. Shall I dominate you or are you gonna dominate me? As sodomy is the very essence of hierarchy. Either you get fucked by your superior or you fuck up the subordinate. And here it says, so he gets a butt kick here, the guy, and here it says sodomy is the essence of hierarchy. And it all comes out of the Knights Templars, all military organizations, the entire hierarchy. And as our king said, they are the Knights Templars, they are Satanists and sodomites, and we must burn them alive. So that's why the whole hierarchy, it all comes out of the Knights Templars. This is Octagon. That's why so many military badges, they are octagonal. Maybe most of them. In Luxembourg, there is the Prime Minister Xavier Bettel. Actually, Bettel is a German name, as they speak in Luxembourg. They mostly speak a German dialect. And Bettel, it means to beg. Bettel. And nowadays, Luxembourg actually is a duchy with a duke at the head. So it's pure fair aristocracy. There's a lot of, they're taking over a lot of banking facilities from Switzerland, or banking actions, and a lot of tax evasion nowadays, or since the big financial crash in 2008, Luxembourg has taken over the tax evasion a lot. But now it's all like the United Arab Emirates. You know. So Xavier Bettel is a Luxembourger lawyer and politician serving as Prime Minister of Luxembourg. And so let's have a look what he's doing in his spare time, shall we now? So there he is, the Prime Minister. Okay, there we are, personal life. So Betzel, who's openly XLBS, Pinkless Killer, has stated that increasingly in Luxembourg, people do not consider the fact of whether someone is XLBS or not. Betzel is Luxembourg's first openly XLBS Prime Minister. Will White is the third openly XLBS head of government following Iceland's Prime Minister, Johanna Sigurðardóttir. Oh, another one. And Belgium Prime Minister, Elio Di Rupo. Oh, man. As of 2020, he is one of the two openly XLBS world leaders in office, the other being Ana Brnabic, the Prime Minister of Serbia. Okay, well, let's have a look. So there he is with, I don't know. So the Prime Minister here. Yeah, Johanna Sigurðardóttir. Let's have a look. So it says the Prime Minister of Iceland. I guess Dottir, it sounds like daughter, doesn't it? And Sigurd is a name. Sigurd, actually, that's the Nordic mythology. He went to the south of France to Montségur, where he slayed the dragon. It's in the Pyrenees, in the very south of France. I went to the castle and I slept there. Montségur. Ségur is the French word for Sigurd. And so she is the daughter of Sigurd who slayed the dragon. And I told you, as Saint George, he's the Saint Protector of the Knights Templars, he slayed the dragon. And with the dragon, they mean us. We are the dragon, the fire, you know, like the Germanic tribes who ransacked Rome and the Celtic tribes, who actually did as well, but they didn't stay. They were not as perfectionists as the Germanic tribes who really did it, you know. But so she's the daughter of, you could say, the manslayers, you know, the dragon slayers. Because we are hot, like hot blooders, you know, like a dragon, you know, with fire. As for them, they are cold blooders, you know, with this forked tongue sticking out, like, you know. So here, so she divorced, and after their divorce, he joined in a civil union with Jonína Leósdóttir, so that Leo is a lion. That's the aristocracy, the daughter of the lions, the daughter of the aristocracy. Well, I'm not going to show it all to you, eh? Just look it up yourself. When XLBS marriage was legalized in Iceland, Johanna and Jonína changed their civil union into a marriage, just becoming one of the first XLBS married couples in Iceland. Okay. And here we got the Prime Minister, Elio Di Rupo. There's a lot of rumors, and I think I heard even proofs that he's a pedophile. There's a lot of rumors. Every time I went to Belgium, the people told me about this. Everyone, even when I was just hitchhiking. So here, he was the Prime Minister of Belgium. And let's have a look what he's doing in his spare time. He's probably not saying everything. Ah, he's a Freemason, of course. And here, Di Rupo came out of the closet and as a XLBS in 1996. Okay, well, you read the rest yourself. And here, Ana Brnabic, Prime Minister. Oh, well, that looks like a bloke, huh? Of Serbia. Did I pronounce that right, my Yugoslav friends? I have a lot of respect for the Yugoslavs because they're the only people in Europe that kicked out the Nazis all by themselves. They did it all alone. No other people did this. So, well, here it all is, the XLBS. And Ana Brnabic is one of the first prime ministers whose partner has given birth while in office. So when a partner has given birth, and she, well, you know. And the first in the world in a XLBS couple, some journalists and XLBS activists have concluded that Brnabic has failed to advocate for XLBS equality in Serbia. Now, I guess the Serbs are not really very much into this. Like in Eastern Europe, it's also one of the reasons we got the Ukraine war. I told you all the reasons. It's the agenda, you know. Remember the picture of the former Bucha president of Ukraine, together with Sir Elton John, you know, doing all his secret symbols, you know. So, okay, so there we had it. There was the prime minister of Luxembourg here. Yeah, they're all sweating, you know, on these pictures. The other ones too. What's that? Yeah. Look, and they all got these pins here on the left side where the heart is. All, you know, showing their allegiance somewhere, you know, in some sort of an order. And it's usually combined with red for the Pertasser Red House of Pharaoh, where they all come from. In Ireland, the Prime Minister, or wannabe Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar, doesn't sound really Irish though. I don't know if he made it Prime Minister or if he wanted to be. Yes, he became the Prime Minister. So here it says, Leo Varadkar. He is Ireland's first and the world's fifth. Oh, they're even counting it, eh? Openly pink list killer head of government. It's all over. So you can read it yourself. Minister of Transport, Tourism and Sport. I can't say very much because of the censorship and even the authorities. You know, we're in a total dictatorship. They dictate what we do, what we think, what we say. And so I just try to steer around it, if you know what I mean. So here's the personal life. Well, I already told you. During an interview on RTE Radio on January 18, 2015, his 36th birthday. Oh, that's very important, eh? Varadkar spoke publicly for the first time about being XLBS. It's not something that defines me. I'm not, etc., doctor. It's just part of who I am. Yeah, sure. It doesn't define me, it's a part of my character, I suppose. Varadkar, a fine Irish name. A foreign Irish name, Roy, was a prominent advocate of the XLBS marriage referendum. His partner, Matthew Barrett, is a doctor at Mater Misericordiae University Hospital. Mater, it means the mother. Misericordiae, it means like human comfort. You know. I think it was. So this is Varadkar, the Prime Minister of Ireland. Oh, you're Irish. Maybe you stop fighting against each other like the Protestants and the Catholics. Might very well be you got another enemy. right? My Irish accent sort of comes better than the American accent, right? Not bad for a South African. And there are many, many more. As in total shock, I just had to stop digging more into the dark hole of the actual global politics. And just listen well how I pronounce the word politics. And I pronounce it as politics, like a trick. So all these pink list killers I just mentioned before, they openly admitted themselves being XLBS pink list killers and came themselves out of the closet. And I guess there's not much more place in that huge closet of high up politicians who did not admit it, like the alleged XLBS pink list killer pharaoh Makronos II himself. So here you see a celestial dark hole in the skies, in the universe, and here it says the dark hole of international politics. It's very tricky, you see, it's politics. And here it says, if you don't dominate us, we will dominate you. So if you punch like this here, I punched it in French in the Google search machine, there's a whole bunch of them here, coming out of the closet, so to speak. You can see here's the guy from Ireland, here's Luxembourg standing here together. Here too, Luxembourg, here's Mr. Buttkick with the other one. And at a certain moment, I just stopped, you know. Here we got Silas from the Da Vinci Code. Buttkick again here. And there are really many, many, many more. I just stopped digging into it. You know, you can do that yourself. It's enough. And again, I'm just documenting. Please don't attack me with the censorship. I didn't even express my own opinion about it. I'm only documenting. Because it needs to be documented. And after all, isn't that what they want, you know, to be documented, to be in the media, at the front page? I mean, I can put you here at the front page of my channel if you want, okay? So, and don't send the Nazi authorities towards me. I'm only documenting. I'm not even giving my personal opinion. A quick remark on the actual political status of Makronos, his pink list killer ministers. At one point or another, they were Makronos, his ministers, over the last 6 years since his reign as Pharaoh of France. But as France's government, cabinet, is changing nearly every week, it's kind of hard to keep up those mentioned pink list killer political statuses within the cabinet. And here it says, summer solstice, June 21st, 2018. This is a genuine picture. This is at the presidential palace at this date, and this really happened. And Pharaoh Makronos, he was there. It's a real picture. Under the actual dictatorship, with its harsh political censorship and overall repression. I'm not allowed to give my personal opinion about this irrefutable global tendency. I can only document and let y'all make your own opinion about it. As in, on y soit qui mal y pense, the motto of the Order of the Garter by the Knights Templars, who in fact created the whole system, included its XLBS pink list killers at the summit of command. And, well, you know this, it says kill the patriarchy by the feminists and the pink list killers. And there is a relationship between censorship and on y soit qui mal y pense. So I wrote here censorship and on y soit qui mal y pense. So here it says again, on y soit qui mal y pense and censorship. On y soit qui mal y pense means shame on him who thinks evil of it. The very motto referring to this global censorship, and the very motto as this global censorship's unwritten law, shame on him who thinks evil of it. On y soit qui mal y pense. Our King of France saw it coming. Notre roi de France a anticipé et vu venir tout cela. Hélas, hélas.